Adam Big Hill, former Defensive Player of the Year on a couple of occasions. He's not going to get that this year, but he wants his hands on the big trophy. Adam, thank you very much for doing this. How are you?
Doing great.
I'm sure you are. You've waited a long time, Adam, to get another shot at the Grey Cup. Given the road that you've taken to get back here, how do you view this opportunity compared to the way you might have viewed it back in 2011?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty different roads for sure. I mean, in 2011, when we started 0-5, you know, no one thought we were winning a Grey Cup. And, you know, then we figured a way to rattle off 12 wins in a row. And we really became a dominating force. And everybody in that locker room knew that we had potential to go out there and win the Grey Cup and do it quite convincingly. You know, and going into this year, like, the story is completely different. The locker room is different. The guys are completely different. I mean, the story is just different. But from that standpoint, you know, we knew we had one of the most talented locker rooms, even going into training camp. This season, going into it, we had the least turnover, probably in the CFL after free agency. We had the most continuity. We knew right in training camp we were off to a great start based on the guys we had in locker room skills. So, but with that said, we had a lot of adversity this year. We had injuries, and we had a lot of learning moments that we had to be able to pick up from. And, you know, we used nearly everybody on our roster, young guys stepping up, making plays for us. And, you know, we just found ways to win together and really continue to believe in each other all the way through the year.
You've been on some really good teams, that didn't get back to the Grey Cup. Will you cherish this week more because you know how difficult it is to get back?
Absolutely. I mean, in 2011, it ended up feeling like, wow, this was easy. And, you know, and you hear that from nearly every veteran who goes to the Grey Cup for the first time relatively in the first couple of years. And from that standpoint, yeah, I mean, it's so special to be here. This is, you know, my eighth year in the CFL and only going to the Grey Cup for my second time. And it's the only reason you play this game is to go to the Grey Cup and have a chance to win a championship. So for me, I'm definitely going to be relishing the opportunity to go get another ring and take advantage of every single day here out in Calgary preparing for Hamilton.
Well, before you do that, take me back to Regina. One play, you guys are up 7 points, Riders in the red zone. What is being said in the huddle before that final play that ultimately ended up being a Cody Fajardo throw off the crossbar? What are you guys saying in that huddle, Adam?
You know, I just reminded the guys, hey, this is it right here. We have an opportunity to win this game and go for everything we've ever wanted. Let's lock in, focus up, and get it done. You know, and it's really as simple as that. Because in moments like that, it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get let the emotion of the game or the intensity kind of make you think a bit more than you really should. And, you know, just try to make sure we grounded everybody to get ready for that last play and even that last series. So, you know, that's what that was all about.
Adam Big Hill of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers getting set for the Grey Cup this Sunday. He joins me here on the Scott Rintoul Show. You played on some really great defenses in BC. You've got your hardware as the league's most outstanding defensive player. How does this defense compare to some of the best ones you've played on in the past?
You know, that's a good question. Statistically, I'm not quite sure as far as, you know, total yardage, but, you know, I think I know for points allowed per game, we're probably very close to probably one of the best defenses I've been on, and definitely takeaways. I think we're probably on a defense that, you know, I've been getting more takeaways than I've ever seen. You know, and those are huge metrics for defensive success. You know, takeaways, you know, even second down conversion rates, you know, on second and medium, second and long, those are huge. And then, you know, points allowed. When it comes down to it, all those other stats you can say matter, but, you know, how many points they score at the end of the day really is the biggest factor. And not giving up majors, not giving up touchdowns, you know, forcing field goals.
You've got a head coach who is also a middle linebacker in the CFL, and you and Mike O'Shea are cut from the same cloth. What's your relationship like with your head coach?
It's great. I mean, when I came to Winnipeg, it was partly for a reason of Mike, for sure. And it's great to have a head coach who kind of really understands exactly what I'm going through, and to be able to give some insight to the things that he's seen and things he knows. You know, we talk football a lot, and we just have fun doing it. I mean, he's a great guy, and I love playing for Mike.
A lot of players say that. I love playing for Mike. How come?
Well, I mean, he has a process of preparation that he has created for the team that works, that's built on hard work and discipline and consistency. It's never too high and it's never too low. When you win, it's good, but we can be better. And you lose, it's, well, we did some good things and we know we can be better. Just staying consistent emotionally and preparation-wise, and just really holding everybody to the same standard and accountability. And really, he lets us players really police the locker room and lead the team. And, you know, he doesn't rule by force. You know, he rules by wisdom just a process that people buy into. And that's infectious. You need to have buy-in from the top.
You guys absolutely have that. Adam Big Hill getting set for his second Grey Cup with the Blue Bombers this weekend. He joins me here on the Scott Rintoul Show. You mentioned the story of this year's team, and it certainly wouldn't be complete without talking some Zach Collaros here. He comes in late season. He's been a revelation for your offense. What impact has he had on the confidence of this locker room?
Well, I mean, it's just been great having Zach for sure. I mean, Matt Nichols goes down. It's obviously big for our team. Our starting quarterback and Struggler comes in, and Struggler is a great quarterback and did some great things for us. But, you know, as a young guy in this league, he still has some learning to do, so he's an extremely talented guy that works extremely hard and doing a lot of great things for us. But you got a guy like Zach who comes in when Struggler goes down. Like, it's exactly what we need is another guy that can help us win. So fortunately now we have Struggler back as that 1-2 punch kind of, and really allowing both quarterbacks to get on the field and make plays for us. But I mean, Zach's leadership is professionalism to be able to come in to a locker room and an offense, learn it effectively, and be making plays almost immediately with a new cast of guys. I mean, it's extremely impressive. He speaks to his level of professionalism, his talent, and his football IQ.
He just vanquished a team he was on at the beginning of the season in the Rough Riders. Now he gets another chance to take on the Hamilton Ticats, a place he was for a long time, went to a Grey Cup with that club as well. When you look at your opponent this weekend, what do you see offensively, Adam?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Probably the best offense in the league. I think they're scoring the most points per game. With that being said, they're also one of the most explosive. Launching the ball down the field, and Brandon Banks is got a lot of targets. He's got a lot of touchdowns. He's running through a lot of space. They're very creative offense to find ways for guys to get the ball, and they're very unique offense. They're not an offense that you see any other team running. They're more, in a class of their own, the way they operate their offense. So it is a unique challenge, and it's a different challenge than any other team. And, it's going to be great for us on defense to go out there and match up against these guys.
I'm sure you'd love to roll the exact defensive game plan for me, but I won't ask you to do that. I will finish with this. Everybody's talking about the drought this week. You know about the drought. We know about the drought. Adam, you already have a Grey Cup ring. What would it mean to do this for Winnipeg?
Oh, I mean, it would mean everything because, I play this game to leave a legacy, be one of the best players to ever do it and win championships. And I firmly do it also for the fans and the people that support us so closely and love us. So, to bring the cup back for the blue and gold and the city of Winnipeg and the province of Manitoba, it would just be so crazy, so electrifying. There'd be so much love brought back with it. I just feel like it would completely, in a way, unify an entire province immediately that we're able to bring a cup back. I mean, I think it would be super special.
Well, you're 60 minutes away. Best of luck with your preparation. Stay healthy in this game, Adam, and good luck this weekend in the Grey Cup.
Thank you.
Sportsnet 650.